This is Fresh Air. Recently, there's been an interest in re-recording classic Broadway musicals with their original songs and orchestrations. Such versions of Follies, Of Thee I Sing, and Sound of Music have already been released. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says one of the best and most complete of these revivals is a recording of Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein's Showboat with Frederica von Stade, Jerry Hadley, Teresa Stratus, and even Lillian Gish.
Everybody knows Showboat. Songs like Old Man River, Bill, Make Believe, Can't Help Lovin' That Man, Why Do I Love You, flow in the collective American bloodstream. But this new album is unprecedented in its completeness. It not only has the entire original score, but even all the numbers that were either cut out or added in later productions. And they're all placed in the context of a powerful and brilliantly constructed music drama. Showboat was produced in 1927, and it's probably the first serious musical in Broadway history. It's not just romantic entertainment. It also deals with our heritage of racial prejudice and with the changes in American culture between the late 1880s and 1927. Its self-conscious sense of theatricality, its show-within-a-show plot, provides the perfect backdrop for the deceptions and self-deceptions of the main characters, all of them actors on the Showboat. Julie Laverne, the star who conceals her mixed blood in order to pass for white. Magnolia Hawks and Gaylord Ravenel, the lovers who would rather make believe than face their real difficulties. Even Ellie, the comedienne, admits that life upon the wicked stage ain't nothing like what her fans expect.
Life upon the wicked stage ain't ever what a girl supposes. Stage door Johnnies aren't raging over you with gems and roses. When you let a feller hold your hand, which means an extra beer or sandwich, everybody whispers ain't her life a whirl.
Showboat celebrates theater, but also evaluates it, especially by measuring it against natural feeling and the force of nature itself.
It's swearing and sick of trying. I'm tired of living and scared of dying. But old man river, he just keeps rolling along.
One thing that struck me about the complete score of Showboat was its complex and sophisticated structure. Take the extraordinary overture, for example, recorded here in its original version for the first time. The opening theme anticipates one of the most touching moments in the show. Not a song, but a little verse that Julie sings, her premonition of disaster.
Oh,
It's the same theme we hear when young Magnolia is offstage practicing the piano. The tune runs like an operatic motif through the whole show. The next theme in the overture is Can't Help Lovin' That Man, which is not only one of Jerome Kern's best-loved ballads, it's also central to the plot, a song that only black people are supposed to know. Why should a star like Julie LaVerne know it? This theme is followed by music from the powerful choral lament sung by the black workers as they polish the Showboat Auditorium. Misery's Coming Around, a number that was actually cut out of Showboat after its first tryout performance. This is its first recording. The original orchestrations, complete with banjo, are terrific. John McGlynn conducts the London Sinfonietta with verve and the right period flavor. The cast is uniformly excellent. But as Julie, the role created by Helen Morgan, soprano Teresa Stratus stands out. Her wrenching performance can already be included among the legendary ones.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the new Angel recording of Showboat. This is Fresh Air.